The Hammer of God, Disc 4.
Part 5. Chapter 26. Mass Driver. Very little of the original Goliath was now visible. The whole of one side was concealed beneath the tanks and propulsion modules of Atlas, a compact mass of plumbing almost 200 meters long. Most of the remainder of the ship was also hidden by its own additional tankage. "We won't have much of a view," Singh told himself, "until we've dropped off some of our empties. Or much acceleration, either, despite the engine upgrades with all that extra mass." It was difficult to believe that the future of humanity might well depend on this ungainly collection of hardware. It had been designed and assembled with one single objective in mind, to land a powerful mass driver on Kali as quickly as possible. Goliath was merely the delivery van, the interplanetary space truck. Atlas was the all-important cargo, which had to reach its destination on time and in good condition. Achieving this objective involved an extraordinary number of trade-offs. Although it was essential to reach Kali with minimum delay, speed could be bought only at the expense of payload. If Goliath burned up too much hydrogen getting to Kali, there might not be enough left to divert the asteroid from its baleful trajectory, and the whole effort would have been in vain. To shorten mission time without using propellant, some thought had been given to the classic gravity boost used by the first spacecraft to explore the outer solar system. Goliath could dive in toward Jupiter and rob the giant planet of some of its momentum as it skimmed past. However, the plan had been reluctantly abandoned because of its risks. There was too much junk orbiting around Jupiter. The tenuous rings extended right down to the limits of the atmosphere, and even the smallest fragment could puncture the lightly constructed hydrogen tanks. It would be the ultimate irony if a tiny Jovian micro-moon frustrated the mission. Unlike a liftoff from a planetary surface, there was nothing in the least dramatic about the start of an orbital transfer. There was, of course, no sound, and not even a visible indication of the awesome energies involved. The plasma jet driving Goliath was much too hot to emit the feeble radiations that the human eye can detect. It wrote its signature across the stars in the far ultraviolet. To the spectators watching from the Europa satellite complex, the only indication that Goliath had started to move was the small cloud of debris it left behind. Fragments of thermal shielding, discarded packing material, pieces of string and tape, all the junk left over on a major construction project by even the most careful workers. It wasn't the grandest of beginnings for so noble an enterprise, but Goliath and its Atlas payload were on their way, carrying the hopes and fears of all mankind.